the most fun you can have every single day. Glad you're here today, by the way. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, October 15th, 2019. Hour number three. And here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the Lions made it to Monday Night Football, and they hung in there right to the end on the road in Green Bay. Ahead, last play of the game, Green Bay kicks a field goal, 23-22. Number two, day 30 in the GM walkout by UAW workers. And the strike is having a negative impact on tens of thousands of people. If it goes much longer, those walking the line could face serious economic hardship. And number one, it's the disturbing story of a Pontiac High School kid. Had a kill list. Told at least one teacher that killing people would make him happy. 14-year-old arrested and detained now. I don't understand where this stuff comes from, I guess. I just don't understand where it comes from, and it came from, you know, several different sources reporting on this story now, including WDIV Detroit, MLive, everybody, basically. A student at a Pontiac school told his teacher he had a list of people he wanted to kill after he wrote that killing people made him happy. Officials saying the teacher at the Pontiac Academy of Excellence asked students to make a list of three things that make them happy and three things that made them sad as an assignment Friday. The 14-year-old put killing people on his happy list. The teacher said she questioned the teen who told her he had a list of students and teachers he wanted to kill. Authorities said the boy had a list that included the names of different weapons and how many rounds of ammunition they hold. The boy being held at the Oakland County Children's Village pending charges, according to the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, that also spoke with the boy and his father. Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, there are people I didn't like when I was 14, too. You know what the difference is? We didn't make kill lists then. At least I didn't. Maybe people did. When I was in school, we often brought guns to school during hunting season this time of the year. November, I guess. But if you're a bird hunter, if you hunted geese or ducks or whatever, this would be you'd have a shotgun in the trunk of the car. Or the back of the truck or whatever. The difference is you didn't wander down the hallways pulling the trigger. And every time I hear a story like this, it just makes me go, what in the world has happened to people? Seriously, what has gone wrong? Where did it all go sideways? How did we get to a place where people are so disconnected from humanity that discussing killing their schoolmates and their teachers is something that seems normal to them? It's interesting to note, I want to share something with you here. And that's the decline in gun violence in America. And I want to make this clear to you because violence as a whole is declining in America. But these mass shooting events, these mass casualty events, are all too common. So there's a disconnect there for me, and I want to know why this happens. Premeditated mass shootings in public places happening more often, according to some researchers, and these bring towns and cities into chaos and devastation. But in general, violent crime in America has been declining for a very long time. For example, in 1993, there were 7 homicides by firearm for every 100,000 Americans. Now it's half of that. 3.5 per 100,000. And the number of victims of crimes involving guns that didn't result in death has plummeted. It was 725 per 100,000 people in 1993. Now it's less than 175. Violent crime in America has plummeted. And in fact, some data suggests that gun violence may have been more widespread at different times, but it wasn't kept track of the same way it is now. The rate of murder and manslaughter, excluding negligence, reached its apex in 1980. That, according to the FBI. That year, there were 10.8 willful killings per 100,000 people. Not a perfect measure of the overall gun rate and violence, but the decline in the rate of murder and manslaughter is very suggestive. And 2 out of 3 homicides are still committed with firearms in this country. But the decline in gun violence is part of an overall decline in violent crime. And think about this. The population has continued to increase dramatically. The population has dramatically increased, and the number of guns in circulation in America has gone up very dramatically. Just in the last 10 years, the best gun salesman in the history of the world was Barack Obama. Tens of millions of new guns have been sold over the last 20 years. Tens of millions in America. So you have far more people, far more guns in circulation, and far less crime and far less gun violence. And yet the Democrats will have no part of this. They will pay no heed to that whatsoever. And, of course, some of this goes back to the 1994 crime bill that Bill Clinton signed that created the opportunity for more police officers to be on the job. Federal funding for law enforcement agencies nationally added 100,000 officers because of that. In New York City, the recruitment of more officers was a crucial reason that the decline in crime was larger and more sustained than in other cities. Yet that could be changing now because of the bad attitude toward police officers. Of course, the use of computers has been a big plus. A big plus to departments that are able to correlate and triangulate and take bad people off the street and not let people get away who maybe should be in custody. And here's one thing that maybe nobody talks about and you don't realize. There's less liquor out there. Believe it or not, your friends notwithstanding, people drink less. Yeah, people. It's true. People drink a lot less than they used to. Think about this. Here's an example. Between the years 1980 and 2000, that 20-year span, alcohol consumption in America declined 21%. And alcohol and violence, they go together. At least 40% of those convicted of murder were drunk at the time. 40% of those that commit murder are drunk at the time. And alcohol consumption continues to decline. Something else, and this is from a Washington Post article that I found. Besides alcohol, there's a lot less lead in our environment. Lead. It's toxic. It affects behavior of children who are exposed to it while their brains are developing. And after the passage of the Clean Air Act and in other legislation, refiners were required to sell unleaded gasoline. And some argue that the children that have less lead are less violent. And they believe there could be an effect on crime. And lastly, look around at how good the economy is. Because a really good economy creates less violent crime. Less violent. When the economy is really good like it is right now, less violence. Less murders, less gun violence. And yes, we hate these attacks at Walmart and schools and synagogues and churches. We hate all of that, and it's gut-wrenching. But violence as a whole, declining. Gun violence specifically is declining, and that is good news for everyone. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. We'll be right back.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.